Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey guys, Joe McGee here. I'm going to answer a question today. One of the things we get asked a lot, people write in and call in, is people ask, well, how do you study the Bible? Because I know a lot of people struggle with it. When I was a school administrator years ago, even with my staff, or I worked in a secular workplace for, 12 years as an engineer, and I worked with Christians, people that went to church on a regular basis, but you realize not many people knew the Word of God. So, well, it's just too deep, and I don't understand Greek and Hebrew, and I don't speak King James, and so there were always just this ton of stuff. And so I probably have learned this over a long period of time, but it seems to be real simple because I worked with kids and teenagers for so many years. Like, you got to simplify things. You can't make it too complicated. And so I'm going to give you about three scriptures. Here's kind of the concrete that I always pour in. People ask, how do you study the Bible? Well, let's just figure out why you want to do that. It's like, why? Why study the Bible? Well, it pleases God. It'll make you religious. No, not necessarily. But let's see what it does say. 3 John 2 says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. Now, what that says is my health and my wealth are tied to my soul. As a man thinks his heart, so is it, the Bible says. In other words, what do I feed on? What do I think about? What do I listen to? What do I watch? It's like, you got to guard your heart with all diligence for out of the issues of life. It's like when you study, I don't study to be religious. I'm trying to live a long time. I'm trying to stay prosperous. I'm trying to stay happy. I'm trying to have good friends. There's a lot of things I want in life. I'm like, how do you do that? Well, I need to know what the Bible says because God promised a very good, successful life for me. But there are things I have to do and you have to know. The other one, the scripture is really good, is Joshua 1:8, and we've covered this so many times. Joshua 1:8 says this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. What book? Well, they were talking about the five books of the law, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. The five books, he's telling Joshua, he's about to lead them into the promised land, do not let this book depart out of your mouth. Now, what he means is you need to say it all the time. You need to say it, sing it, memorize it. It's God's word that's going to make the difference in your life. He said, don't let it depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. Good Lord, how often? Well, day and night would be good to think about it. You know, the Bible says, think on these things, whatever is lovely, just, honest, praiseworthy, of a good report. Think on these things. Don't think on those other things trying to exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. So I don't get brownie points for reading my Bible. I get wisdom. And the Bible says in Proverbs 4:7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get yourself some. James says, if you lack wisdom, ask God, and he'll give it liberally and upbraideth not. So I need wisdom. If that's the number one thing in life, I need to get me some. The Bible says, if you walk with wise men, you'll be made wise, but a companion of fools will be destroyed. So I need to seek God. I need to ask for wisdom. I need to hang out with other wise people, people that aren't doing dumb stuff. And so it says, that you may observe to do according to all that's written in. For then when you study the book of the law, when you meditate on the word day and night, then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. How do you prosper good success? Well, you need to have a high IQ. You need to be born with a silver spoon in your mouth. You need to just get lucky. No, God said if you meditate on the word day and night, you'll prosper and have good success. How do I prosper good success? You need to meditate in the word of God day and night. Well, even as a parent, I tell my kids, you need to read your Bible. At least read a chapter in Proverbs every morning. You don't have to memorize it, but just put something in there. The Bible says the Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance whatever God's taught you. Well, if you've never read what God said, the Holy Spirit won't cheat. He will not remind you of something you don't know. So you need to read your Bible on some sort of regular basis. Then I like this, Psalms 1:1-3. This is the New Living Translation. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or who do not stand around with sinners, or who do not join with mockers, but they delight in the law of the Lord and meditating on it day and night. Well, that's the same thing Joshua 1:8 said. How do you get successful? Meditate in the word day and night. How do you prosper? Meditate in the word day and night. Well, Psalm 1 saying the same thing. But They delight in the law of the Lord. They meditate on it day and night. These are like trees planted along riverbanks, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. Who prospers in all they do? People that feed on the Word of God. People that feed on the Word of God prosper in all they do. Joshua 1:8. People that feed on the Word of God prosper in all they do. 3 John 2. Prosper by getting your soul in the Word of God. So it's kind of a simple thing. I don't do it to be religious. I am on an alien planet. Satan is the temporary god of this world. John 10:10, he steals, kills, and destroys. I need help. I need a lot of help. Well, I need to go to God because that's where help comes from. I need to run boldly to the throne of grace to get mercy and help in time of need. I need to know how to repent quick and forgive quick. So people say, how do you get in the Word of God? Well, first you got to find out why you want to do it, because you can't just get legalistic. Well, I read my Bible every day. Well, that doesn't mean you learn anything, you know. And so there's got to be the reason why. Why do you want to do this? Well, God is in His Word. God watches over His Word to perform it. In the beginning, John 1:1-3, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. And so it's like, I need to get in the Word of God, and that's the Bible. I tell people, you know, volume 2 is not coming out. God's hanging with volume 1. It's still loaded with His power. And so here's what we do. I got to realize it's the Word of God that's going to make a difference. So I need help. I need help as a man, as a husband, as a father, as a business owner, as a minister. I need help. Well, you know, I know where my help comes from. It comes from God. Well, how do you find God? Well, He's in His book and in Word. I need to be in a good church, sitting under a good pastor, fellowshipping with the saints, you know, watching, you know, hanging out with. I need to guard my heart. I need to watch what I listen to and feed on. So my kids used to make fun of me all the time. Said, Dad won't watch a movie unless it ends good. I said, well, there's a reason, you know. I've had people tell me, you know, well, how do you even read the Word of God? And here's my answer. Everybody says, usually everybody says, well, start with the book of John. And that's a really good suggestion. That's good. But when people ask me personally, well, Joe, how do you even study the Bible? I said, well, you start with Genesis in the beginning. It's just start with Genesis. Read Genesis. And it's loaded. It'll take you a while to get through it, but it's got more stories, and it's incredible. You start with Genesis, then skip to Revelation. Go to the end of the book. And, you know, when I was in school administrator, I said, guys, we want to read the front book and the last chapter of the book, and that's going to give you a good idea of what's in between. It's get the two wafers together, then you know what the middle's got in it. So I like to read Revelation. The Bible says, blessed are those who understand the words of this book. Of all 66 books in the Bible, Revelation is the only one with a promise attached to it. Well, I want to read Revelation. How's it going to end? Well, it ends really good. It ends. The good guy wins. It ends really good. The bad guy loses. So if you read Genesis and you read Revelation, you got a pretty good bookends of what's going on in between, because it's an incredible story. So I start with that one study. So, well, I tell all my kids, people say, hey, Joe, I just got saved. What should I read? Read Genesis. Well, where's Jesus at? Well, He's in everything from Genesis to Revelation. Start with Genesis. And then when you get out of Genesis, don't go to Exodus. Jump all the way to Revelation and read Revelation. And I had to call me, Joe, I'm in Revelation chapter 7. I'm confused. Well, don't be confused. Just keep reading. And I tell people, get you a good translation. Now, my favorite translation is the New Living Translation. I've wore out more of those than I can imagine. I still study the King James. I still research the King James, the New King James, but I don't speak King James. So me personally, I want to read a translation I understand when I read it. So we start with that. So I want to prosper, have good success. What is that? Starts with the Word of God. So how to study the Bible? Here's what I do. I tell everybody, have a place where you do it on a regular basis. It might be on one end of the kitchen table. Might get you a little desk somewhere in a room not being used very much. If you got a study, that'd be magnificent. Stay out of your bedroom. Don't do that, because your bedroom's for sleeping. God designed the average human to sleep a third of their life. So find somewhere in your house you can set up, and that's your place to study. And so everybody in your family knows, if Dad or Mom, if we're sitting at that desk, what are you doing? I'm spending time in the Word of God right now. I'm looking for something. I'm looking for an answer. So here's how you do it. Now here's what I tell people. Get you a good translation. Start with that. You're going to have that. Get you a good concordance, you know, any Christian bookstore. You can do them online. I like them online because they're not heavy. Because I got a great laptop and a great computer. I've got my concordance online. Get a good Bible dictionary. And so they're all good. So just find one, download that, have a Bible dictionary. Get you a good Bible commentary, because you're going to read stuff sometimes like, I have no clue what they just said. I have no clue. Well, when you read the Bible, there's certain things you have to do. Who's doing the talking? Who are they talking to? what's the problem? What century was it? You know, because, you know, the Bible was written over 1,500 years by 40 different authors. It's a widespread deal, but it's still all God. So get you a good Bible, a notebook, and where you keep notes every day. Now, don't write everything down. I have to tell people how to take notes. When I was a school administrator, guys, don't write down everything I say. You don't have enough paper. I talk too fast anyhow. Get the one or two things that just hit you this day. If you're studying the Bible, you know, what hit me? What stood out? What's the one thing? If I don't remember nothing, what is the one thing that stood out? Now, I've done seminars all over America for years, and I try to tell people, guys, you're going to hear one thing tonight or one thing this morning. God's got lots of things to say. He can talk to everybody at the same time, but everybody's going to hear something different. What is the one thing you heard? If we interviewed you walking out of the church service this morning, if somebody said, hey, what did he talk about? They're going to say, almost everybody's going to have, well, he talked about this. Well, he talked about a lot of stuff. He talked for an hour, yeah, but he talked mostly about this. And the next person, well, he talked about this. And that's going to be different because everybody hears something different because God's a very creative God. So if you're going to study your Bible, number one, start with a purpose. I need to find out what God had to say because there's life in that book. I need to get a place for that to happen on a regular basis. So I tell my kids, guys, don't set your stuff. Don't borrow my pencils. This is Dad's desk. This is my little area to study. Now, of course, I've expanded over the years, and I got my own office now at the house. And so I've got my books and bookshelves next to me. I got the great computer. You know, it's an old desk. I wanted an old one, those old ones, big old wood thing. And so I got plenty of pencils and pencil sharpeners, you know. And so I know exactly where I'm going when I sit down. I want to study this. So, number one, when you sit down, you look at people say, well, how do you study? Well, I study two different ways. There's themes. What are you doing? Well, I'm studying on marriage or parenting or men or money. So what are you doing about? Well, I studied, like, for example, I studied on money. And I wrote a book on it, you know. And so how'd you do that? Well, I'd been broke most of my life and realized I need to change because prosperity is in the soul. So I realized evident my soul is really lean right now. So I sit and I looked up words and I put them on 3x5 cards. So I stood with the word wealth because I didn't have any. So what does God say about wealth? What does God say about poverty? What does God say about lack? What does God say about need? So it was a sort of a slow process. I just took 3x5 cards, and if a scripture stood out, man, that's a good one about God supplies all my need. God takes pleasure in my prosperity. God's not trying to make me broke. The devil's trying to make me broke, but not God. And so I went through that process for several months from 3x5 cards, and I just pick a word. What are you studying? Well, I'm studying prosperity. I want to prosper, but there's a lot to that, so I want to study. All the words went with that. Then I think I found out that order precedes increase. Every time God did a miracle, first he set things in order. Before Jesus fed the 30,000 on the hillside, Jesus set all the people down in groups of 50. Well, why is he going to do that? Well, God's a God of order. Order precedes increase. Every time God did a miracle, he had order first. Order came first. Prosperity came second. So I tell people, you need to get a budget, you know, if you're going to do some money. How much do you need? Where's it all going? God follows people who do things orderly. And so I would sit down and I get a list of, well, here's what I'm studying. Or I like to study a book of the Bible. You know, I've done that several times. You know, just going through the book of Job. I love Job. It's a real entertaining book. And so Job's the oldest book of the Bible. And it just starts off very entertaining. And so I was going to study Job. So what I did, I go to the bookstore, and I got several of these, but there's like a Bible guidebook, a Bible study book. And so I got one called Quick Notes right there in front of me. So it's a Bible guidebook. And so I opened it up to Job. These are all real short. And the chapter on Job talks about, well, when was it written? Nobody knows, but around 2000 B.C., before Jesus. You know, written by Job might have written it, but we don't know for sure. The writer's style was ancient Hebrew poetry. It's what it is. Well, I didn't know that. You know, well, there's a lot of one-liners in there that are really good. Bad times don't change God. Nothing changed God. And then it gives you a peek behind the eternity's curtain, you know, Job's friends and God's reason for things happening. And then it gives you questions. So it's two pages. This is a Bible guidebook. It's two pages on the book of Job, which is one of the longest books of the Bible. But what it does, it sort of sets up, what's Job about? Well, I can just answer pretty quick, you know. God's, you know, talking, the angels are coming before the throne, talking to God, and all of a sudden Lucifer showed up. He's already been fired from his job. So Lucifer shows up, and God asks Lucifer, where have you been? And the devil says, well, I've been walking to and fro, back and forth on the earth, looking for somebody to devour. Well, God points out Job. God said to the devil, well, have you considered my servant Job? And the devil says, well, sure, you know, he's blessed. You know, his wife's sucking the lips off his face. He's prosperous. He's got cattle. He's got sheep. He's got great servants. His kids are doing really good. And the devil said, if you take all that away from him, he'll cuss you to your face. And God said, well, go ahead. Take it away from him, but you can't kill him. Now, people hate Job, but I love it. It's really good insight into what God was thinking. God's going to set Job up. And so the whole story is Job loses everything in a day. People stole his cattle, his sheep, lightning strikes his house, kids are all killed. And it was a mess. He's got boils on his body. His wife spends the next several chapters trying to get him. Why don't you just curse God and die? You just need to curse God and die. So Job's friends show up. Man, what have you done wrong? You sinned. Job defending himself all the time. No, guys, I'm the same guy I am when I was prosperous and blessed and healthy and my wife sucking lips off my face. I didn't change. Hell's landed. I don't know why. I didn't do anything. He said, I haven't sinned. He defended himself. I did not sin. Hell just jumped on me. And so we go through at the end. And so finally toward the end, you know, it's a great book where Job begins to question himself. And all of a sudden Job says, you know, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't even been born. And he starts to complain. And God speaks from heaven and said, what did you say? And Job says, what? And so God's listening. So what did you just say? And then God goes through this list of stuff that's very entertaining. And he said, have you ever walked on the bottom of the ocean? Job says, no. God said, well, I have. Job, have you ever flown through space at the speed of light? Job says, no. God said, I have. So all of a sudden, just one book, 2 pages of a little Bible study book, I don't know more about Job because I never read Job. I read Psalms, read Proverbs. I read the Christmas story. You know, when I got born again, I'd read Ephesians or something. I never read any of those books. I said, well, that's all passed away. Well, no, it hadn't passed away. So I went through and I realized, okay, I need to go through probably every book. There's 66 books. It's not going to be something I'll do this year, but I'm going to start a process. So I got a little journal that I keep. So what'd you do? Well, I read Job. How many times? Well, I don't know, several. But I've studied it several times. I really like it. Well, Ecclesiastes, what's that? Well, you know, the wise man on the place of the earth went stupid. You know, and he's talking about how he went stupid. He lost everything. And so all these are insights into human nature. And so people say, man, you must study the Bible a lot. No, I really don't. I like to read it. You know, I was not a good student in school. I hated school. But when I got out, I realized you only get paid for 2 things, for what you know and what you can do. And based on my paycheck, I didn't do anything, nor could I do anything. So I started studying. And so I realized, well, I think I know about God. And I realized, I don't think I know anything about God. So I just started to study. So I find out, you know, go through the Bible. Who wrote it? You know, what was it written? Who's it written to? So every book's different, written at a different time. They're not in order. The Bible is not written in chronological order. Now, you can buy one, you know, if you want to, but it's really, I don't think it's necessary. Now, study tips. Now, here's my line. Now, this is what you need to get. Number one, you need to set aside a regular time, and your family needs to know that. We're going to do. Me, I do it best late at night. Everybody goes to bed early. My wife goes to bed early. That's my time to study. So if I just get an hour in, what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to turn off the TV and go in there sitting at this desk, and I'm going to study for a while. And there's nothing wrong. I tell people, you got TV in your home? Well, I got a big screen. Now, I don't have TV. We got our own videos that we watch, you know, because everything in it's good. So set aside a regular time. Number two, have a regular, comfortable, well-lit place. If you're going to study, have lots of light. Boy, I've got 2 of the best lamps. You can buy them. The light stores, you know, good halogen lamps that really light up. I don't want to have to squint when I'm reading, you know, something. So have it well lit. Have all your materials available. So on my desk right now, if you came to my house, most everything I use is on my computer. I use Bible Gateway on a regular basis. It is my place to go to when you're looking for scripture. And I look things up, and I'll vacillate between the New Living Translation and the New King James Translation. Sometimes I go to the Message. So I've got one computer program that will take me to every translation that's ever been written. And so I'll keep in notes. I'll open up a page. What are you doing today? Well, I'm studying on family. So we're going to do, well, I'm going to put up my concordance up here on the screen. I'm putting Bible Gateway. I'll type in a word, or I'll type in a chapter and a verse. And you realize, hey, I don't think I know this as well as I did. And things begin to open up. Next, have everything there. So number 4, you need to have your pencil and your paper. And me, I'm a computer guy now. I love computers, but I still like to write things. When I teach in my seminars, it's all handwritten. I like handwritten stuff. I can change to the last minute. I have that. I talk to God when I'm doing this. And sometimes my wife says, who are you talking to? Just talking to myself. And so I talk out loud all the time. I've done it ever since I was a kid. Hey, God, what do you think about this? I don't know about this. It's kind of different. I didn't realize this. And I'm talking. And people say, why do you talk? I said, well, if you talk, God said he would listen and he'll answer back. And so I knew that God said, you have not because you asked not. So I ask a lot. And then keep a notebook. So I do it online now. I got it on my computer. And so I've got a folder that's got all these notes in it. So what I do it by date. You know, I go, if the day's the 28th, I'll type in the month, the 28th. And what'd you do? On this date, last year, 10 years ago, I studied this. And sometimes I go out and pull stuff up, and I'll highlight it. I'll just, you know, you can do that on your computer, and I'll just highlight it in yellow or some other color. And it stands up. So if I go, so, you know, I read this last year. Well, I go back and look, what are you looking for? I'm looking for the yellow highlights. This really stood out to me. It might have been something I was going through, something I was dealing with. But I thought, man, that's right. I did that. And so I got that on a regular basis, had me a regular place, set up on a regular basis. And here's what you need to understand. The Bible's full, but let's just go with these three scriptures. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And it says it exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. What does? God's word. What exposes my thoughts and desires? God's word. God will set you free. He'll show you truth. He'll show you things to come. He'll talk about things coming up. God loves to talk to his people, but we got to talk to him first. Then we got John 8:31. Jesus said this, if you remain faithful to my teachings, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And then the last one, Colossians 3:16-17. Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. What? You need to let Jesus fill your life? With what? Teach and counsel one another with all the wisdom that God gives. Where does he give that wisdom? In the Word of God. So that's the essence of what I do. But it's what you, well, I got a regular place. I got a regular time. I've got all my books in one place. You know, now I got, again, I'm special. I got my own library, but I've spent years building it the last 26 years. But mainly I just use my big computer screen. All I need is my computer screen and a yellow pad. I need my computer screen and a yellow pad. I've got my Bible Gateway, opens up the translations I'm looking at. I can do research on this other side. I can, because it's a big screen, I have three things open at one time. So I'm studying this, I'm going here, and then I can save it. And I've got a file that I put it under, and so I've got several folders on my desktop. What are you doing? Well, that's where I've been studying this. That's where I've been studying that. I got a men's meeting coming up. Well, I got a folder of all the men's notes I've ever taught. Parenting seminar coming up. Well, I go to my parenting folder. Oh, that's all the notes I've done on parenting, the books I've read, the things I've written down. And so you start accumulating, you get a pattern. And so you're not just starting to go from scratch every time. And then I tell people, either study a subject or study a book of the Bible. And so get it on a regular basis. Start with Genesis, go to Revelation, then pick up wherever. It doesn't matter. Just pick anything. People sometimes say, man, that thing about Job was fascinating. Well, you ought to read Job. It's one of the most entertaining books I've ever read. It's really, really, really good. Then read a Psalms, a Proverbs, and just start making a list. And you'll realize it won't take but about a year or two, and you realize, man, I read everything in the Bible. Yes, you have. But your brain leaks out. You got to shove it back in the next morning. So you need to read it again and meditate on it again and study it again. So you just sort of get a habit. And good habits build great lives, I guarantee you. So that's how you study the Bible. It's real simple. Love your questions. Thank you for writing in. God bless you guys. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.